This is Bob Enyart inviting you to our second Friday meeting on June 8th to hear scientists from the Creation Research Society speak at our Rocky Mountain Creation Fellowship meeting, Friday, June 8th at 7 p.m. And if you'd like a visiting scientist to speak at your church on Sunday, June 10th, please contact the Creation Research Society. For more about our Friday night, June 8th meeting, which is at the Bethlehem Lutheran Church at Wadsworth and 21st, please just go to kgov.com, that's kgov.com, or call us at 800-8-ENYART, 800-836-9278. Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Enyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. A little later in the show, we're going to talk about Pop Mom from Phoenix, the woman who was smoking pot with friends and drove away with her little baby, five-week-old baby, in a car seat on the roof of the car. Thankfully, the baby's okay. We'll talk about that. That's now added as a link to our article on kgov.com. What does the Bible teach us about pot, smoking marijuana? And also, by the way, you can get that by KGOV, kgov.com/pot. Also, we'll be talking a bit about Mitt Romney and Planned Parenthood having a campaign against Mitt Romney. Now, why would they do that? Romney put Planned Parenthood, gave him a permanent seat on a health advisory panel where they gave tax-funded abortion credits to people in Massachusetts. We'll talk about that. A lot of things to discuss, but one of the big ones is that a TV station went out to a local abortion mill run by Planned Parenthood and asked one of the activists there, one of the leaders, asked a question. We'll get to that in one moment, but also this coming up in this show. You know that a federal panel has ruled unconstitutional. Federal judges, a three-judge panel in the federal judiciary, ruled that the Defense of Marriage Act is unconstitutional. Now, when I heard that, I immediately thought, well, who were the judges? Because chances are they're Republican judges. So we've now taken the time to look up the ruling. And of course, it turns out, and this happens over and over and over again, you have talking heads, eye roll radio, like Hugh Hewitt, Sean Hannity, and the gang, and they'll hear a horrendous ruling, and they'll say, we have to get a Republican in the White House. We have to get better judges. We need strict constructionist judges. We need judicial restraint. And here we are on Bob Enyart Live saying, yeah, but we already did that. And these judges, these are the judges we got. Two of the three judges that ruled that marriage between a man and a woman is unconstitutional, that a law protecting marriage, DOMA, the Defense of Marriage Act, is unconstitutional. That was courtesy of two Republican administrations. In fact, one was appointed by Ronald Reagan. The other was appointed by George Bush Sr. And this is normal. This is absolutely the norm. So, but the most important of all these stories is Joe Scott has just arrived in the studio. Joe, welcome back to Bob Enyart Live.
Thanks for having me, Bob.
You're with Pro-Life Colorado. Joe, Channel 13, is that our local Fox station?
Yes.
Is that who they are? Mm-hmm. They came out to Planned Parenthood, the abortion mill. Why did they do that?
They came out to interview Planned Parenthood on the anti-gender selection bill that was up for discussion.
Yeah, last few days because of Lila Rose doing yet another amazing undercover sting, getting video from inside abortion clinics around the country and Planned Parenthood helping women kill selectively girls rather than boys. And it turns out that about 150 million girls have been killed more than boys by the abortion industry worldwide in the last few decades. I thought they were pro-women.
No. They're not pro anybody. They're pro their money.
They're pro money. They're pro death. They're pro death. Rebellion against God. Mm-hmm. They're certainly not pro woman. If they were pro woman, they would not sit by idly while they themselves have killed 150 million more girls than boys.
You can't be pro-person, man or woman, if you're willing to kill them for right. any reason whatsoever, right. whenever, however.
And right. And this is one of the disagreements that, for example, American Right to Life has with a pro-personhood group, but they're not a tier one group. They're tier two. Georgia Right to Life mm-hmm. and Dan Becker, they advocate personhood, which is great, but they have a foot in both worlds. They're double-minded. And a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. They advocate bills they've been fighting for years, wasting time in That's Georgia. Right. It's a distraction and it's immoral. Trying to pass a law that says you cannot do the abortion if it's racially motivated.
That's right.
So it ends with...
And then you can kill the baby.
And then you can kill the baby. As long as the mother says to the abortionist, I'm not killing this baby because... It's a black child,
right.
for example,
mm-hmm.
then she could have the abortion, and then you could kill the baby. So with the Lila Rose sting, which in and of itself was great to show how Planned Parenthood is not pro-women.
That's right.
Right? They're anti-women, anti-girl. They are complicit in sex selection, gender-side abortions. They give money to Planned Parenthood for forced abortion and wildly... discriminatory against baby girls.
That's right.
Wildly.
And even in the United States, in certain areas, the demographics show that more girls are killed than boys because there are
so many more boys who are born.
So many more boys, yeah.
Okay, so we have this huge problem that Planned Parenthood, the abortion industry, they are complicit in it.
Mm-hmm.
So Lila Rose exposes that. That's great. But then right away, and it's an election year, Republicans, rah-rah, cheerleading. Obama's the boogeyman. We're afraid of Obama.
Romney's wonderful.
Right. Romney's the alternative. Obama will kill us and Romney will save us.
Right.
Every election cycle like this, they look for red meat to give pro-lifers. Typically, bills that are completely meaningless, if not harmful, like the partial birth abortion ban fiasco.
Mm-hmm.
And the pro-lifers get all excited. Oh, look, they really do like us. They're really, these Republican politicians, they really are trying to help save unborn children. So they introduced, it's like in 24 hours. Usually it takes them years to think about doing something moral or right.
Right.
But if it's a fundraising opportunity during a campaign, within 24 hours, they introduce a bill to stop gender selection abortion in America.
Yep, and that's exactly what happened this time, and it happens every time. They're going to throw us something for us
like
to hold on to.
Like defunding Planned Parenthood.
Yes.
Which is so irrelevant because George W. Bush gave them hundreds of millions of dollars more than did Bill Clinton. Hundreds of millions more. And he's a hero, pro-lifers say, because he tries to defund Planned Parenthood. It's like, right, okay. Tell us another one.
It's so crazy, Bob. How are they going to enforce this insane bill? They're going to bring women in, put them under a hot light, and interrogate them to find out if maybe they might be killing a child. Because of the gender. It's insane.
It's ridiculous. You're going to have the abortionist determine these things?
Yeah,
it is so absurd.
Mm-hmm.
And it's even, I remember Ron Paul saying, well, I think if it's an honest rape, then you can give the abortion pill. It's like, what do you mean if it's an honest rape? Well, if it's a real rape, what is the OBGYN, the abortionist, going to call in witnesses?
Yeah.
What, does he have subpoena power? I mean, when you get into the realm of killing innocent children, everything goes insane.
It does.
Yeah. You're now in the twilight zone. So people can't think clearly when they advocate this kind of immorality. So a reporter, you know what was neat about this story, Joe?
What?
First of all, the reporter went to the abortion mill and there were Christians out there as a testimony to the Lord and the innocent and trying to save innocent children.
Yes, that was neat.
That's neat.
Yeah.
And you guys are out there. I'm ashamed that I'm not out there regularly, but I've gone occasionally and a few hundred times in my life, but not enough. But Joe, you guys, you and your husband, Ken Scott, and we could list some of the people.
Leslie Hanks.
Say? Leslie Hanks.
John Wycheck. Tony Massey. Cliff Powell.
Cliff Powell.
John Wycheck.
Everett Stadig.
Leo Manti.
Lisa.
Lisa Kress.
Yeah. Leo. And really a lot.
A lot.
I go down on a random weekday, and there might be 20 people there. Scott Evans.
Scott Evans,
so
yes.
So many. It's just really encouraging. And so, Joe, but he finds you, and, you know, they're supposed to get both sides.
Mm-hmm.
It's a formula.
Right.
So if Fox News was in Germany, they'd be fair and balanced, and they'd have somebody from the National Socialist Party on to talk about why we really should gas the Jews.
Right.
And then they'd have somebody from the Marxist Party on talking about how there's actually a better way to implement socialism, because the Nazis and Marxists, they weren't enemies. They were competitors.
Right.
They're competitors.
Right.
I mean, they both wanted almost the same thing. They just, it's like the Yankees and the Mets. It's not that they're enemies. They're competitors.
Right.
And they hate each other in a competitive way. That's why Planned Parenthood is opposed to Mitt Romney, not because he's their enemy. They're competitors.
Absolutely.
They want their team to win. It's like watching a soap opera or Dallas or Luke and Laura all over again.
Oh, yuck.
And there's people who support whoever.
Yeah.
Okay.
Personalities.
So the reporter asks you, he assumes what?
Well, he walked up to me and he said, we've just interviewed Planned Parenthood on the gender selection bill, and we'd like to talk to you. We're assuming that you would be for it. And I said,
they're assuming you would be for the right. bill introduced by the Republicans
right.
to ban sex selection abortion.
Right.
And you said, of course I'm for it. I'm pro-life.
I said, absolutely not. I'm against it. And so his mouth kind of dropped open. And
that's not helpful, Joe. How he needs it's a formula. The Evening News is a formula.
Right.
He needs to give like 45 seconds to the child killers and 8 or 9 seconds to somebody who's in opposition.
Right.
So you're not helping him?
I wasn't helping him at all.
So you really said that you didn't support the bill?
Right. I said I didn't because I believe that all children should be protected by love and by law.
All right. Now, Joe, obviously he went out there right when the story broke.
He did.
Aren't you just sort of after the fact making yourself look smarter, like you knew what to say right there, right on the spot, and really at the time you probably gave the old party line of the Republican Party. Really? Come on?
Nah.
Really? Did you really right off the bat say I'm against this bill?
Really right off the bat I said I was against it.
I have a hard time believing it.
Oh, well,
no.
I don't think you do.
I know Joe Scott. And Joe, you never miss a beat. And you don't even have to think in advance what to say if you know what is right. And if you love your neighbor and you love God, it's just always going to be natural to understand what is right and what is wrong.
That's right. And the little crumbs that the Republican Party decides to throw to us every election cycle are just worthless. And it's every single
yeah.
time.
All right.
Bob.
Now, Tony Massey, I just got a instant message here that Tony Massey sent audio of your little interaction
yes.
with the reporter.
Mm-hmm.
And Russ, you have it, Russ? Should we air it? It's only about how long? A minute? All right, we got time.
Okay.
All right, Joe, let's hear this.
Tell me, first of all, just say and spell your first and last name for me.
Joe, J-O, Scott, S-C-O-T-T.
Okay, where are you from?
Winter Park.
Okay. Do you want to tell me just your thoughts on this bill and why you think it's, I would imagine you think it's a good bill?
Actually, I don't think it's a good bill.
Okay.
Oh. I'm a sidewalk counselor, and I talk women into keeping their kids, whether they're boys or girls. We don't believe in bills that end with, and then you can kill the baby.
Wow.
All children are precious. All children need to be honored and protected by love and by law in this country, not just one sex or the other. I mean, that's saying some can live and some can die. that's not what we want. We want every child to be loved and every child to be protected by law.
This is obviously something that all the folks who are out here every day mm-hmm. feel incredibly strongly about, given that you're here. Mm-hmm. And this is, you know, don't get a lot of media attention, though. You know, you might have a few passers-by every day, but tell me why this is such a, you know, such an important thing for all, for you and the other folks out here.
Innocent baby boys and girls are being put to death here every day, and those children need someone to speak for them. This is the last chance that they'll have at another heartbeat. This, when we talk, and we save children here all the time. When we do, we help their mothers out and we help get them on their feet.
Wow, Joe, that's just great. And it was instant. It's not like you have to calculate. If we go with, say, the National Right to Life Republican Party model, every time there's a bill introduced, you have to make some kind of an impossible mathematical forecast of what's going to happen, blah, 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 which is impossible to do anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And whenever you're trying to decide right or wrong, you don't have to know math. You don't have to know algebra. Algebra has nothing to do with right or wrong, but they say, well, if we support this bill, we're going to have a 0.04 decrease in the number of abortions, blah, blah, blah. And they never calculate all the additional abortions they will have.
That's right.
Because they make it seem more reasonable. Abortion is now more humane, more thoughtful, more well-regulated.
More palatable, more accepted. When society decides to make laws around something, the general public normally thinks, well, this is a rational thing to do. They're regulating it. It's sane. It's
right.
Humane. It's
so
done
many,
right.
How many? Have you ever heard this from a young skull full of mush on a high school or college campus? You've gone to them 100 times, so
yeah.
Have I,
mm-hmm.
to talk to people with permits, without permits, with signs, without signs, the whole bit. Have you ever heard somebody say, well, abortion is legal?
Oh, Bob, that's like the first thing out of
yeah.
their mouth. It's legal.
10,000
yeah.
times over. It's legal.
Yeah.
It's really legal if then they helped to pass a law that says you have to wait 24 hours or a juvenile has to get a mother's either consent or notify a parent or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And you cannot have a sex selection abortion. You can't have a racially
motivated
abortion. Yeah. You have maybe father's rights. No, forget that.
Yeah,
you
no
have
such thing.
Whatever. Oh, fetal pain. Mm-hmm. The baby's not going to feel pain.
Heartbeat,
can't be, whatever. And so then eventually they themselves were part of the social effort to regulate abortion so that it's reasonable.
Right.
And in Europe, abortion, based on, say, National Right to Life standards, or even Focus on the Family standards, it's so tragic to think about that.
That's right.
But in Europe, abortion is way more well regulated. It's way more reasonable. They don't have, in many countries, they don't have the late-term abortion like in Colorado. It's legal through all 9 months and all. And so we had 19 Swedish journalists, editors mostly, not reporters, editors, here in Denver, and they contacted us at Bob and Yurt Live. We had an event at the Brown Palace where three of us hosted 19 Swedish journalists for 2 hours talking about what it means to be a conservative Christian pro-lifer. And they said, well, in our country, there is no pro-life movement because we're reasonable. We have it well regulated. We have it only in the first trimester. We have all these rules.
But look what it's done to them, Bob.
It's destroyed their ability to know right from wrong.
That's right. It completely destroys it. They don't look to God for right and wrong. They look to government.
Government
gives them comfort.
All the pro-lifers through these decades who have opposed personhood fiercely, and you could name a lot of the religious leaders and a lot of the alleged pro-life groups, mm-hmm. National Right to Life and AUL and Concerned Women for America, those groups, they have fiercely opposed an effort for 30 years to try to get the government to enforce the right to life of an unborn child. That's hard to imagine, but that's been.
But that's reality.
That's reality. And so to this day, most of them have been opposing all the personhood efforts, although there are cracks in their front all over.
Mm-hmm.
And little by little, leaders are having the courage to come out and say, you know what? I just don't buy it anymore. I just don't buy that we're supposed to oppose personhood.
Yeah, praise God for them. It takes courage.
Isn't that exciting?
Yes.
And Joe, you know what all that regulation did and all? It demoralized the Christian pro-life community. The vice president of marketing for the movie Bella.
Yeah.
You know Bella?
I remember. What a great movie that was.
Yeah, we love, Cheryl and I love that movie Bella. It was the Toronto Film Festival, Best of Festival, with Eduardo Verástegui.
Verástegui. I was going to say his name, but I was afraid to pronounce it.
I said it wrong a couple times in the year. I think even interviewing him.
Yeah.
So Eduardo Verástegui is just a tremendous movie. The VP of marketing for that movie, mm-hmm. when it came out, what, like 4 years ago or so, said, well, one of the things we're going to do is we're going to reach the rank-and-file pro-lifers and let them know about this extraordinary movie. And he went out to National Right to Life and CWA and AUL and the state Right to Life, like Michigan Right to Life, and they found out that there was no rank-and-file pro-life movement. It had completely disappeared. It was gone. It was absolutely dead. It no longer existed. And then they found personhood. And they said, you know what? Personhood is the pro-life movement. That's where it is.
Well, that's where it is.
That's where it is. And so personhood has revived the tens of thousands of Christians who are saying we have to fight to stop the killing of innocent children.
The pro-life, well, as we've called it in the past, industry is more like a cottage industry. It's over there. It's got its retirement benefits. It's got all of their gears moving to keep them occupied.
Right.
But in the meantime, babies are dying every day.
Yeah. So, Joe, that's right. And they've demoralized the troops. Because what we end up with is telling people, you have to vote for and give money to Bob Dole, because he's the hope of the pro-life America.
Right.
You got to give money to John McCain, because he's the hope of pro-life America. You got to support Mitt Romney. He's the hope of pro-life America. And these people are all pro-aborts. They're flat-out pro-aborts. Their record shouts from the rooftops that they advocate the killing of innocent children, and they pay for it with your tax dollars.
And they're happy to do it. Romney's no more pro-life than he is a poached egg. I mean, really. We have that great commercial that Jason Troyer did a few years ago.
Oh,
it's
fabulous. Romney Fairy Tale.
Romney Fairy Tale.
If somebody goes, just Google Romney abortion, those two words, or Romney pro-life, and you'll find out of millions of possible pages, Google ranks at the very top. Usually, Joe, it's number one, but sometimes there's a news story, like on abcnews.com that day.
Mm-hmm.
So that might be number one for 8 hours. But it's right up there, usually one, two, or three, depending on the news, is prolifeprofiles.com. And it is absolutely devastating, the account of who Mitt Romney really is. And you know what's going to happen? As our country continues into the moral sewer, with Christians by the millions no longer knowing that homosexuality is wrong.
Boy, is that true.
Christians thinking homosexuals should not only be able to adopt kids, but to get married. This is becoming epidemic among the body of Christ. Bob and Yurt Live, we've been on the air for 20 years. We predicted all of this because of our Christian leaders being moral relativists, lying about child killers, pro-homosexual, godless politicians, and saying, oh, they're really strong Christian, they're really pro-life, they're pro-family, they support Christian values, and it's all a lie so that they could play politics and root for their team in the Super Bowl or their soap opera. And meanwhile, Christians by the millions no longer know right from wrong.
That we just had an experience with that, Bob, in Jackson Hole, Wyoming. Mm. We went to Jackson Hole. There's one abortionist left in Wyoming.
We being Operation Save America, Operation Rescue National, the Reverend Flip Benham, Ken Scott, Joe Scott, and crew.
Yeah.
Leslie Hanks.
Leslie Hanks, Tony Massey.
From Colorado Right to Life. Tony.
Right. Right?
All right. Went. And a whole crew from around the country. What happened?
Yeah, it was unbelievable. The
Jackson Hole, that's where the wealthy go to.
Yeah.
To cavort and
to kick play.
Back.
To play.
Play in the mountains
beautiful.
In a hot tub.
Yeah.
In the foothills of. Yeah.
It's beautiful there.
It is.
But in that small little town, there's one abortionist left, the last one in Wyoming. And when we went there, we were met by the pro-lifers, the pro-aborts, and the churches, the Christian churches, all but one, combined together, called themselves Jackson United. And they had these big banners up all over town that said...
Avoid the protesters.
It said civility, compassion, and love. Hmm. And their goal was to... actively ignore us. Of course, they couldn't.
They couldn't.
Because they don't
You guys
know.
Take over that city every time.
I know.
You go there, and not only do you take it over while you're there, for months thereafter, it's all they can talk about. Their
That's
newspapers,
true.
Their news. It's a testimony that will convict them.
But because the Christians have lost their salt, they're joining with the pro-aborts.
They're
even with witches.
Not only with witches,
yeah.
Christians. Sure, right? It's not surprising. 56% of Catholics in 2008 voted for Barack Obama. And Catholics are supposed to be pro-life.
Yeah.
And Christians increasingly are voting, Protestant and Catholic, for a politician like Obama. I mean Christians who say they're pro-life.
I know.
Because they've been told... Since Dr. Dobson has been on the air, now he's on another network and all, and he's no longer with Focus on the Family, but they've been told, oh, you got to vote for Bob Dole, you got to vote for John McCain, you got to vote for Mitt Romney, and everybody knows they're child killers. I mean, everybody, deep down, everybody knows that. So it's not really that you can't support a child killer. It's just you got to figure out what's best for your pocket, for your wallet.
Absolutely.
And so maybe some Christian young couple, they think, you know, we like Barack Obama more than Mitt Romney. We think Mitt Romney is mean and too hard-hearted. So we're going to vote for Barack Obama. Yeah, but he's pro-abortion. So is Mitt Romney.
That's right.
And so then all of a sudden you got millions of people who say they're pro-life who are voting for an open child killer like Barack Obama or like Mitt Romney because moral relativism cannot be controlled.
No, you can't control it. The least of two evils led us right here.
Right here where we are at with
yes.
homosexuals being a prevailing force in America's culture.
That's true.
The perversion of homosexuality and where Christians are increasingly intimidated.
It's frightening to a lot of Christians nowadays, yeah. but they have no clue why.
Yeah. So if you fear Obama, you'll vote for Romney. If you fear God, you won't.
That's right.
Yeah, and Obama is the lesser of two evils.
Yes, he
Obama is.
Yes, he is.
He's the lesser of two evils. Obama is Romney light. Obama is Romney light. So, Joe Scott, thank you very much.
Thanks
for having the guts to talk to these reporters and to save all those babies. Thanks, Joe. God bless you.
Now you can subscribe to Bob Enyart's monthly Bible study DVDs. These verse-by-verse Bible study videos are great for family Bible study or even starting your own neighborhood Bible study. Each month, you get 4 or 5 Bible study sessions on 2 DVDs. You can subscribe by calling 1-800-8-ENYARD or online at kgovstore.com. That's kgovstore.com.